Welcome to the Savvy Spiritual Growth Podcast, where it's all about enhancing your spiritual life with host Suzanne Thibault, founder of the Padisma Advanced Healing Systems, intuition expert, and animal communicator. Listen to visionary spiritual leaders and learn their tips for living a divinely inspired life. And now, your host, Suzanne Thibault.
Welcome to episode 14 of Savvy Spiritual Growth Radio, Hypnotherapy Demystified, with our guest, Anna Cotto. Anna is a certified clinical hypnotherapist, and she works with clients to achieve their goals for optimal well-being in body, mind, and spirit. Before earning her certification in hypnotherapy, Anna was a teacher educator in the School of Education at UC Davis. She's also been an adjunct faculty member in the counseling program in the College of Education at CSU Sacramento. She began her career in education as an elementary school teacher and has a background in cross-cultural and bilingual education. Welcome, Anna.
Thank you very much, Suzanne.
All right, we're going to demystify hypnotherapy for everyone and teach them it's not as weird as it sounds. So what, Anna, what is hypnosis?
Well, hypnosis is a state most of us have experienced or do experience. If we're reading a good book and we're lost in the, you know, in the book, we're in a state of light hypnosis. If we're watching TV or watching something or listening even to something online with great focus, we're in a state of hypnosis. Sometimes if we're driving and we're driving well, but we realize we're thinking about something at home or we're thinking about something at work, and all of a sudden we arrive at a destination, but it seems very quick, or we might have the thought, how did I get here?
Yeah.
We're in a state of hypnosis. I've experienced that. On a weekend when I wouldn't ordinarily be driving to work, I found myself on the causeway when I was teaching at Davis and thinking, oh, goodness, you know, I mean, Anna, focus. I know I'm driving well because the distance between cars is okay and smoothly, but my subconscious mind was at work while driving. Mm. So when a person decides to work with a hypnotherapist, the focus on whatever is at hand, a challenge or a desire for clarity or relief from pain, whatever is at hand, is the focus of the hypnosis. And the person, the client, relaxes and generally is, sits in a recliner in a very comfortable state and kind of reclines at the client's comfort level, generally closes the eyes, and the hypnotherapist invites the person into what is called in the profession a hypnotic trance. So relaxation, it can be light or very deep. And the role of the hypnotherapist, different from a natural state of hypnosis, is to assist a client to accomplish whatever they want to achieve through, in a very person-centered way. My belief and my preparation is that I work in a client-centered way, a person-centered way. So exactly the way in which the client wants to work, never forcing or persuading a client to do what I think is best for them, but to work with their subconscious for their inner wisdom to guide them. And through my suggestions and support and facilitative guidance, the client can accomplish what they want to. So, hypnosis is, I sometimes think of it as magical because it has such benefits, but not magic. It is very practical. The subconscious resides in each of us. Our conscious mind is about 10% of our brain. Our short-term memory, we think and plan, we analyze. And then our subconscious helps us to, access our long-term memory and be, especially in hypnosis, aware of our emotions and feelings. We form habits in our subconscious and our relationships. We can also develop addictions, and we can have a spiritual connection. We can be creative. We can be highly intuitive. But the subconscious mind is about 90% of our brain function.
Yes, I've heard other experts say that too. I'm thinking of a picture of the iceberg that shows our subconscious is all that part that's way bigger than what our awareness is.
Yes.
So with hypnosis, then you're actually accessing the subconscious mind?
Yes.
Okay. And all right.
While a person does that in hypnotherapy, they'll remember everything that's important to remember about their session. It's wonderful. That's one of the benefits of hypnosis. So, for instance, people come to hypnotherapists for, as I was saying, a variety of reasons. I have seen a number of clients who want to develop more confidence at work or at home in their lives. Sometimes people want to be more assertive. I'll help them with suggestions for that and help them to look at their everyday life. And often there will be a visual or an auditory reminder, or it might be a movement that cues them when they want to engage in a new behavior or in a new outlook, to bring that to the forefront of their experience in the moment.
Right. Is that what hypnotherapy is then? You're guiding them through that.
Yes.
Okay.
And
well, that's easy.
With me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't control anyone. Lots of people think that hypnotherapy is about control.
Yeah. I think that's why we need to demystify it, because like you just said, it is not about control.
No, it's about a person. In some ways changing their narrative, having a more fulfilling life, or, as I've said, related to some physical aspects of pain, to, diminishing pain,
mm-hmm.
emotional pain as well. I just want to emphasize how important it's the work that occurs within us that sometimes we don't know how to access, and hypnotherapy helps people access that.
Yeah, because we do have some deep-seated limiting belief patterns that can affect our life, and hypnotherapy can help to shift that.
Yes, you said that so well.
Okay, awesome, yeah. Awesome. So why would someone choose to see a hypnotherapist instead of maybe going to a counselor or a psychologist?
Well, hypnotherapy often helps quickly. See if I can give you some examples. Sometimes clients want to diminish test anxiety. And in one or two sessions, that can happen. Sometimes clients want to learn something new. And in one or two sessions, they can sort of clear the way, for instance, to learn language more efficiently, a new language perhaps,
mm-hmm.
or a new skill. For myself, in hypnotherapy, in my own training, I've been able to access new hypnotherapeutic skills more confidently and quickly in one or two sessions of hypnosis, because we all practice with one another when we're learning.
Uh-huh. That's awesome.
So to summarize a little bit, generally the sessions of hypnotherapy are fewer than more traditional methods. And then people can learn to support themselves and what they want to accomplish through self-hypnosis. And should a client want to learn that along with my work with them, I teach them self-hypnosis skills so that they can, they can be independent very quickly.
That's wonderful. And so as a hypnotherapist, we know you're working in the subconscious mind, whereas a psychologist works more in a cognitive area, don't they?
Generally speaking.
Yeah.
Although, there are various methods and modalities. So, I work particularly, the subconscious mind is the essence of my work. There may be psychoanalysts who use, along with their other methods and techniques, who use hypnosis. Doctors may use it, but a hypnotherapist, that's the concentration. That's the the essence of the work.
That's beautiful. So how has hypnosis helped you in your own life?
To my surprise, I was a bit skeptical of the idea of past lives. And in my preparation to learn to be a hypnotherapist, we learn about doing past life regressions or leading ourselves or someone further deeper into childhood. But it was really the past life regression that I was skeptical about. And I've chosen to have three past life regressions. And I have, such talented hypnotherapy educators who've been my teachers. And one teacher in particular has just such a way of working that I enjoy. And so I scheduled a formal appointment with her in her practice to have a past life regression. And it was particularly helpful to me in my work at the time. There was some tension I felt with colleagues, and the tension I felt was created to some dysfunctional communication. Mm-hmm. So when I had the past life regression with her, I encountered some of those colleagues in a past life.
Wow.
And, was able to leave that past life and thank them from what I learned through that past life experience. Some of it was quite difficult and detrimental to me in that mm-hmm. past. But then let that go and draw on what I had learned at that time to help me in my work and in my interactions with them.
Mm-hmm.
And those interactions became functional, clear communication, but the change was within me. So as I've learned to do the process of past life regression, the question I ask clients is, do you recognize anyone from this life? What does someone have to say to you? Thank that person for what you learned then. And what have you learned from this life? So past life regressions can have a wonderful and significant influence on the way in which we live our present life, because we change ourselves. We don't change the other people.
But right. Right. And that's really powerful, because right. when you're looking at your past lives, if things aren't going right in your own life, sometimes it is connected to a past life issue that's being brought forward into your current life for you to look at and shift. Yeah. And learn and grow.
Yeah.
So that's wonderful that hypnotherapy can do that so gently and easily for people.
Yes. And that makes me think about this idea of in the hypnotherapy world, there is a term called spiritual hypnosis. And there are clients who want to work directly in hypnosis with the divine, with angels, with what they may call God, with the universe. And many clients want to access what they call their higher selves or their real wisdom,
mm-hmm.
And be very active in that process. And so I've had clients who want to work in that way and really benefit from link because it's who they are. This nature of this concept of person-centered hypnotherapy, that's their preferred way of being, and they can benefit so much from that sort of access that comes directly from within themselves.
Oh, that's beautiful, because I do think a lot of people feel disconnected from source.
Yes.
And it sounds like hypnotherapy is a bridge to help them even to yes. remember that, yes, I am connected.
Yes. And I ask clients if they'd like to call on their higher selves, or, what is their belief system? It may be a particular religion. It may be a sense of the spiritual. And some clients will say, yes, please work in this way with me. Others might say, have a friend who calls that way of thinking woogie woogie.
Yeah.
Clients who would say, no, I've had clients say, no, I, please, that's not for me. I want to be very practical. And thank you. Don't even address anything like that. And that's just fine because our subconscious works very well for us, no matter what.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. You can do both.
Yes.
And that you just work with the person in whatever they need in that gentle way. Beautiful. So see, people, hypnotherapy isn't scary. It's not controlling. It's actually a healing modality. It really is a healing modality because when you use hypnotherapy with a trained hypnotherapist like Anna, you're able to shift all kinds of things from your subconscious mind into a more positive state.
Yes, and different hypnotherapists work in different ways. It's important to find the one that's, you know, a good fit for you. Most hypnotherapists I know will have a phone conversation with someone before a first appointment. Some people like to enter hypnosis very quickly. I like to invite people into hypnosis through their breathing. Some people like, that's not the only way, and I don't use that with all people. Some people like a very sort of strong, quick, it's called rapid induction. Mm-hmm. Some therapists like to work with clients in that way, and it's maybe 2 minutes of sort of a command. Like, there's one hypnotherapist whose workshop I went to, whose methods are different from mine, but I really appreciate them. And he'll use a very directive, voice and command to lead people into hypnosis with a click, a snap of his fingers. Mine is slightly different. Some people like a long visualization into relaxation. Some people like prefer that. So whatever is best for someone, I think is the way to go.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, Anna, you've truly, truly enlightened us and demystified hypnotherapy. Thank you. And I hope everyone has a better understanding of how hypnosis works now and how when you really work with a trained and certified hypnotherapist, you can change your life for the better. Anna, if people want to learn more about you and your work, how can they contact you?
My website is a good source, Wise Raven Hypnotherapy. You can just Google Wise Raven Hypnotherapy. I have resources on the website should people want to learn more or contact me directly.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And you will want to explore hypnotherapy, everyone, if you feel it can benefit you. There's lots of ways to heal, and that's what this show is about, is bringing you all the different modalities, and hypnotherapy is truly a wonderful modality for your healing path. Thank you, Anna, for being here. Thank you for sharing your expert wisdom on hypnotherapy. And thank you all of the listeners for being here and learning more on a deeper level about hypnosis. And I want everyone to remember that all things are possible through love. So get out there and live life.
Thank you for listening to Savvy Spiritual Growth with Suzanne Thibault. If you enjoyed this episode, tell a friend and share the amazing energy. Be sure to check out the other episodes to ignite your personal and spiritual growth. If you are ready to develop your intuition, talk to your pets and angels and change your life. Get Suzanne's free gift at SuzanneThibault.net. Also, visit us on Facebook, Tumblr, and Google+. Subscribe to the Savvy Spiritual Growth Podcast on iTunes.